Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, so on this, just briefly, received a text saying, at Paisley Park right now, there may have been a screw-up. The tickets might not be free. So you and I both went to the site. Then you tried to get tickets for the 2 o'clock show.
Yes, the tour. The Paisley Experience or whatever they call it. And there's different levels. You know, there's the VIP, but this was the basic.
And it was not free.
Certainly was charging full price. And now I'm reading a couple different stories because Bream wrote the piece for the Star Tribune. I'm also looking at Care 11 right now. And it says, Paisley Park is welcoming fans to the New Power Generation Music Club with no admission from 10 a.m. till 5.
Okay.
So perhaps it's only
that part of it.
Into that spot. You can't do the actual tour there.
Got it. Makes a little bit more sense. Okay, the White House, New York Times story, looking at ways to persuade Americans get married and have kids. This has been a story out there in a lot of countries where birth rates are declining. One proposal would reserve a 30% of a scholarship for the Fulbright program. This is the very prestigious, very well-known government-backed internship fellowship. Another would give $5,000 cash baby bonus to every American mother after delivery. And the White House is trying to decide, well, how visible are they going to be in these? What are they going to go with? This is a little bit tied to Project 2025 because they have talked about it for a while. Much of that movement is built around promoting a specific idea of what constitutes a family. To the surprise of no one with Project 25, it's one that includes marriage between a man and woman. Leaves out many families that don't conform to traditional genders or family structures, in contrast to the intense emphasis cost-cutting so far during Mr. Trump's second term. This focus on families could result in spending more money to back a new set of priorities. By the way, your family does not have to be a family with just a traditional man and woman. Get the hell out of there with that thought. That's how I feel. I talk a lot about my family right now. My family is my ex-wife. My family is my girlfriend, Michelle. They get along tremendous. My three sons from my marriage with Kathleen. Carlo, I did it for a long, long time. Her son, Michael. That's my family. By the way, Jenna, I did it for a long time. But, you know, we don't talk very little, if at all, because she's married. She's a great person. But her two sons, Hawken and Christian, I'd help them out in a split second. So the idea that there's only one way to have a marriage, couldn't disagree more. Trump last month pledged to be the fertilization president. I think we got that in Elon, don't we?
Ew.
God knows how many times Donald was the fertilization CEO during the 80s and 90s. Many Christian conservatives reading for the story see declining birth and marriage rates as a cultural crisis brought on by forces in politics and media that say belittle traditional family, encouraging women to prioritize work over children. They're pushing for more committed marriages and larger families, while some who identify strict as pronatalists are interested in exploring a variety of methods, including new productive technologies to reach their goal of more babies. Talks about, you know, Donald Trump and IVF and covering that. Obviously, a road that you and Lindsay travel.
Mm-hmm.
Should administrations be pushing for more kids? Philosophically, where do you stand on that? 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, your gut instinct says whether this is Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, or Donald Trump. Should White Houses have policy positions, incentives, rewards, because they see declining birth rate and they're concerned about the effect it might have on the collective society in America?
But we already have plenty of rewards, you know, just when it comes to taxes. There's rewards for getting married. There's rewards for having children, all those things. I guess I don't have a problem with it. If we're seeing declining birth rate and we all can agree that that's a problem, that's not a good thing for America's future.
It's a legitimate concern.
Yes.
Right.
Then, yeah, whether it's, you know, more tax incentives or I don't know what the reward has to be. But, yeah, if we need to keep the population going, if we need to keep the country strong with more babies, more people growing up, I guess I don't see a significant issue with it in my view.
As long as the administration is open-minded to all ways we can bring kids into this world,
that would be helpful.
I'm for it. But if you're gonna push only one way, that it has to be man, woman, marriage, then I don't agree. They get to do it, right? That they want. But if the concern is declining birth rate, which it is, then you should encourage adoption. You should encourage, if two women through in vitro want to have kids, if two men through adoption want to have kids, if it's all about bringing individuals into this country of ours, then you're really just saying it has to be only man-woman marriage? You're playing your base, right? That's what, you know.
Yeah, of course you are.
You're playing to your primarily white base and a base that is more inclined than moderates and Democrats who are more open-minded to. And by the way, this is not all Trump supporters. Let me be clear about it. By the way, Donald Trump, when he lived in New York, decade after decade after decade, was very strong supportive of LGBTQ and didn't care about this stuff. To bring evangelicals into his web, all of a sudden, this is the only way to do it. Let's have all kids. Come on. If it's about having individuals in the workforce and not falling behind other countries, they don't all have to be just from a marriage of a mom and dad. Great if they are. I'm not saying you have to be against that. But let's be for all kids who are all, to borrow a phrase, God's creatures, right?
But you know it's not all about that.
It's not.
Of course it's not all about
that. It's not. It's not.
About let's have all the kids we can, and let's do it the quote-unquote right way.
Yeah. There isn't a right way. There. If you have this marvelous, inexplainable, overwhelming, magnificent opportunity to have a child in your life, if you want one. By the way, you're not a lesser person in any way if you don't want one. But if you have it, like I did, like you did, married, great. If others, two men, two women, they're not married, opposite genders, they're still amazing kids. There's still the possibility of an amazing life to happen. Do you think $5,000 plays any part to have a kid?
I think if you're dead set against not having kids, if it's just not something you want in your life, and somebody says, well, how about $5,000? I don't think anybody's jumping on board, right?
No.
I think having a kid costs a little bit more than $5,000.
By miles. I'm never going to knock at $5,000. That's almost what Christy Noem carries in her purse when she was robbed. Not encouraging robbing. Why is she walking around with $3,000 in cash? Come on, Christy, don't. And it's awful that somebody robbed her. But I can't. I mean, you're right on all sorts of legislation that passes that we already have with child tax credits, with the IRS, a lot of ways. But I just don't. I think $5,000. I take it. Everybody should take it. Warren Buffett would take it, but that's not the tipping point.
No.
I don't think in any way.
No, but at least it's a little way to make people who perhaps already have kids or are thinking of doing it. Well, okay. I guess that's something of a benefit.
Could somebody say, do I get the $5,000 if I just have a kid and I give the kid up for adoption?
There's a question.
Yeah. Because we know you'd have people in that category. How many? I don't know.
Yeah, what if you carry the kid as a surrogate?
Yeah, right? And you get paid for that? Now, some already get paid by the couple. Almost mm-hmm. all do, unless it's maybe a family member or a friend. But if there's also $5,000. What do you think? Administration pushing this, concerned about a decline in birth rates, which I get, but they're pushing one way. I think they can do it. They should, but they should include all ways that babies, children, young adults, and adults come into our lives. 651-461-9226. 153, that's your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call now for free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Offer expires April 30th. Administration concerned about child birth rates. Wants to incentivize, but really wants to incentivize in the way they've decided to incentivize, as opposed to we're for all children who are born and enter our lives. Lots of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Our friend Adam has called in. Adam, always a pleasure. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, I'm still recovering from the Masters last week. Greatest sports, not just golf moment I've ever seen, I think.
Very nice. Not quite the 86 Masters, but close.
Well, I was seven then, so yeah.
That's fair.
So, anyways, I was telling Harrigan when he was screened, because, you know, from me calling in, you can tell I'm left, right? I'm a lefty. I mean, I did vote for Republican, but that was like 2002 Pawlenty. That was the last time. But this is the first idea that Trump has come up with that I don't necessarily hate. But I do not like that it has to be a man and a woman, because we watch the news. There's a lot of horrible parents that are, you know, traditional couple. But what is a traditional couple now?
Yeah.
You know, my neighbors are two gay men, and they're awesome parents, you know.
Correct.
And but the reason why I don't hate the idea is, but there has to be like some stipulation on income, because we didn't get any wealth tax. You know, we have a 14-year-old redheaded dictator daughter, and but we were 32 when she was born. And one advantage of having kids later in life than the traditional 20s is you can afford it. But I do know younger couples that have not decided to have kids because they don't feel like they afford it. So that $5,000 incentive might have them, you know, it gives them a jump start, a head start. And because even though kids are expensive, it was actually cheaper for us, because we lived downtown in a condo downtown, ate out every single night. Then all of a sudden we had a daughter, and we're like, this is cheap, you know, compared to our other lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I think it might, I don't hate the idea. I hate some of the ideas he came up with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and also, how are we going to pay for it? Maybe with capital gains taxes?
Yeah.
Because maybe these people are going to be working for these rich people someday, you know? So that's not a bad idea, because we have to pay for it, too.
Good points, Adam. Thanks, man.
It's not a bad idea.
I got to jump in. Yeah, the concept, I just want it open for all. That's my feeling. How about creating an environment where prospective parents are not worried about health care, education, religious freedom, and not getting shot? Make coming to our country easier. Plenty of migrants want to be here and be a part of the country who also want to have kids. Promoting families is one thing. I'm reading a lot of texts. Supporting families is another, with cuts and support to child care, to medical care for children, cutting age for education, and the whole thing with autism. This is a disaster. I don't trust the whole idea for 1 minute. More text. Invite people to USA if the population needs to be increased. I would be concerned about parents who decide to have a child for $5,000. Well, that's kind of your point, too, when you said if you've been fairly adamant against having a kid, and now the impetus for you is $5,000. I get what Adam's saying, by the way, where it's helpful to start. Unless you're really well off at that point, and most of us weren't at that point, or maybe never are. And so $5,000. But you're also looking at the totality, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and if you're
by the time you're done,
if you're in a good spot, if you're lucky, the $5,000 might cover your hospital bill to have the child.
Encourage everybody to have children, not the way one part of your support group believes is the only way children can come into the world, because it's not the only way. Chip Scoggins and Colonel David Hunt next hour.